It's been over 30 years since an Indian Prime Minister stopped by Silicon Valley. When Narendra Modi came by last week to the Bay Area, the titans of tech, from Sundar Pichai of Google to Tim Cook of Apple, pulled out all stops to give him a red carpet welcome. Microsoft promised low-cost broadband to 500,000 Indian villages. Google announced free Wi-Fi in 500 railway stations. Qualcomm declared a $150 million venture fund for startups in India. And Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg hosted a town hall for Mr. Modi.
Prime Minister Modi, it's an honor to welcome you to Facebook.
Amidst all this jubilation and euphoria, a small group of gay Indians decided they wanted to tell the Indian Prime Minister that they too were waiting for change. Rishikesh Satwani and his friends waited outside Mr. Modi's gala reception in San Jose's SAP Center with their own placards.
One just said, "Hey Modi, come and take a selfie with the gay people." And then there was another one which basically said, "Article 377 should be scrapped. It is a British era rule."
Article 377 is the bit of the Indian Penal Code that criminalizes sex against the order of nature. And Rishikesh is a former co-chair of Trikon, the world's oldest support group for LGBT South Asians, founded in the Bay Area in 1986, a group I've volunteered with back in the day. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Trikon co-chair Mohammed Sheikh Hussein Ali says their little group of six people didn't really go as protesters.
We were there to show up and show our faces to say that we exist, that we do matter, and that we are also part of the same Silicon Valley digital world concept.
In many ways, these six were not that different from many of the 18,000 Indians and Indian Americans filling the SAP center.
All of us are either software engineers or software professionals.
But amidst all the East or West, Modi is the best cheerleading, their handmade signs about gay rights started attracting the wrong attention.
And then suddenly one of the guys, he started having objections. He was like, "Oh, are you the gay?" You know, he was like, "You don't belong here, blah, blah, blah."
Before long, the crowd around them started pushing and shoving. Ali remembers the guy next to him.
He was next to me, so I could hear. He said, "Don't push Dhakka Maar. Don't push Dhakka Maar." So it's like for the police officers, they hear the only "don't push" part, but I'm standing next to him. I understand Hindi.
And in Hindi, he was exhorting his friends to push harder. Soon, someone grabbed his collar. Someone pushed. Someone punched a hole in his banner and broke it.
Somehow somebody grabbed me from the neck and the behind and then pushed me down. And then the lady was yelling that I don't belong there, that my safety will not be guaranteed.
Ali says it was terrifying.
You have somebody shoving you from the back and you're completely surrounded by other people chanting just so that nobody else sees what's happening inside. It's like you are literally helpless.
The police controlling the teeming crowds pleaded helplessness. Rishi remembers what they said.
"I'm sorry, we cannot really guarantee your security here. How would you like to go on the other side?"
And that's what the little group, shaken and rattled, did. The police opened the barricade and the six were escorted out.
The worst part was that when that was all happening towards that end, the whole mob, they stopped saying "Go Modi," they stopped saying everything. They started saying "Get out." They were all chanting, just simply, "Get out, get out." That was the only thing I could hear at the before I was leaving the barricade.
As they left, the chants changed en masse to "Bharat Mata Ki Jai," victory to Mother India, as if a great patriotic mission had been accomplished. Rishikesh says the Indian community might not be the most LGBT-friendly, but
what I was not expecting was to get such a homophobic reaction in Silicon Valley, in the liberal California.
Ali says the intolerance for difference was eye-opening.
It's like, if educated people don't need anything to be instigated, what can I expect from people who actually don't have any education? If this is what our people can do, what on earth can I expect from other people?
Now they're thinking of filing an official complaint to be on the record, if nothing else. That day, they just wanted to get out. Ali's friends had thought their big Indian festive outing deserved an Indian meal to cap it.
When they even talked about, oh, should we want to go to Indian food? And Akhili said, I don't want to go to any place where Indians serve.
They had had their fill. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.